Lawmakers want to create state guidelines for wind and solar farms, like how far they can be from neighboring property owners. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, under a new state house bill, local governments wouldn't be able to make ordinances stricter than those guidelines.
Renewable energy companies say all of the different local ordinances have made it difficult to build wind and solar projects in Indiana, especially for something like a wind farm that can span multiple counties. The bill's author, Republican Representative Ed Soliday, says there's a market for renewable energy, and Indiana could lose that revenue to other states willing to provide it.
Our 22 largest manufacturers, they all want renewable energy, and they're going to get it.
Soliday says solar and wind projects can also help counties regain some of the tax revenue that will be lost as coal plants shut down. Those who oppose the bill say it would take away local government's ability to decide what's best for their communities. Counties would still be able to deny projects, though renewable energy companies could appeal that decision with the state. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill passed out of committee Wednesday and now moves to the full House for consideration.